"'What you done to your hands, Hermione?' said Hagrid, looking concerned.
Hermione told him about the hate mail she had received that morning, and the envelope full of bubotuber pus.
"'Ah, don't worry,' said Hagrid gently, looking down at her. "'I got some of those letters and all, after Rita Skeeter wrote about my mum. "'You're a monster, and you should be put down. "'Your mother killed innocent people, and if you had any decency you'd jump in a lake.'
"'No,' said Hermione, looking shocked.
"'Yeah,' said Hagrid, heaving the niffler crates over by his cabin wall. "'They're just nutters, Hermione. "'Don't open them if you get any more. "'Chuck them straight in the fire.'
"'You missed a really good lesson,' Harry told Hermione as they headed back towards the castle. "'They're good nifflers, aren't they, Ron?' Ron, however, was frowning at the chocolate Hagrid had given him. He looked thoroughly put out about something.
"'What's the matter?' said Harry. "'Wrong flavour?'
"'No,' said Ron shortly.
"'Why didn't you tell me about the gold?'
"'What gold?' said Harry.
"'The gold I gave you at the Quidditch World Cup,' said Ron. "'The leprechaun gold I gave you for my omnioculars, in the top box. "'Why didn't you tell me it disappeared?'
Harry had to think for a moment before he realised what Ron was talking about.
"'Oh,' he said, the memory coming back to him at last. "'I dunno. I never noticed it had gone. I was more worried about my wand, wasn't I?'
They climbed the steps into the entrance hall and went into the great hall for lunch. "'Must be nice,' Ron said abruptly, when they had sat down and started serving themselves roast beef and Yorkshire puddings. "'To have so much money you don't notice if a pocketful of galleons goes missing.'
"'Listen, I had other stuff on my mind that night,' said Harry impatiently. "'We all did, remember?'
"'I didn't know leprechaun gold vanishes,' Ron muttered. "'I thought I was paying you back. You shouldn't have given me that Chudley Cannon hat for Christmas.'
"'Forget it, all right?' said Harry.
Ron speared a roast potato on the end of his fork, glaring at it. Then he said, "'I hate being poor.' Harry and Hermione looked at each other. Neither of them really knew what to say. "'It's rubbish,' said Ron, still glaring down at his potato. "'I don't blame Fred and George for trying to make some extra money. Wish I could. Wish I had a niffler.'
"'Well, we know what to get you next Christmas,' said Hermione brightly.
Then, when Ron continued to look gloomy, she said, "'Come on, Ron, it could be worse. At least your fingers aren't full of pus.' Hermione was having a lot of difficulty managing her knife and fork. Her fingers were so stiff and swollen.
"'I hate that Skeeter woman!' she burst out savagely. "'I'll get her back for this if it's the last thing I do!'
Hate mail continued to arrive for Hermione over the following week, and although she followed Hagrid's advice and stopped opening it, several of her ill-wishers sent howlers, which exploded at the Gryffindor table, and shrieked insults at her for the whole hall to hear. Even those people who didn't read Witch Weekly knew all about the supposed Harry Crumb-Hermione triangle now. Harry was getting sick of telling people that Hermione wasn't his girlfriend. "'It'll die down, though,' he told Hermione. "'If we just ignore it. "'People got bored with that stuff she wrote about me last time.
"'I want to know how she's listening into private conversations "'when she's supposed to be banned from the grounds,' said Hermione angrily.
"'Hermione hung back in their next Defence Against the Dark Arts lesson "'to ask Professor Moody something. "'The rest of the class were very eager to leave.' Moody had given them such a rigorous test of hex deflection that many of them were nursing small injuries. Harry had such a bad case of twitchy ears he had to hold his hands clamped over them as he walked away from the class.
"'Well, Rita's definitely not using an invisibility cloak,' Hermione panted 5 minutes later, catching up with Harry and Ron in the entrance hall and pulling Harry's hand away from one of his wiggling ears so that he could hear. "'Moody says he didn't see her anywhere near the judge's table at the second task, or anywhere near the lake.'
"'Hermione, is there any point telling you to drop this?' said Ron.
"'No,' said Hermione stubbornly. "'I want to know how she heard me talking to Victor, and how she found out about Hagrid's mum.'
"'Maybe she had you bugged,' said Harry.
"'Bugged?' said Ron blankly. "'What, put fleas on her or something?'
Harry started explaining about hidden microphones and recording equipment. Ron was fascinated, but Hermione interrupted them.
"'Aren't you two ever going to read Hogwarts or History?'
"'What's the point?' said Ron. "'You know it off by heart. We can just ask you.'
All those substitutes for magic muggles use, electricity and computers and radar and all those things, they all go haywire around Hogwarts. There's too much magic in the air. No, Rita's using magic to eavesdrop. She must be. If I could just find out what it is. Ooh, if it's illegal, I'll have her.
Haven't we got enough to worry about? Ron asked her. Do we have to start a vendetta against Rita Skeeter as well?
I'm not asking you to help! Hermione snapped. "'I'll do it on my own!' She marched back up the marble staircase without a backward glance. Harry was quite sure she was going to the library.
"'What's the betting she comes back with a box of I Hate Rita Skeeter badges?' said Ron.
Hermione, however, did not ask Harry and Ron to help her pursue vengeance against Rita Skeeter, for which they were both grateful, because their workload was mounting ever higher in the run-up to the Easter holidays. Harry frankly marvelled at the fact that Hermione could research magical methods of eavesdropping as well as everything else they had to do. He was working flat out just to get through all their homework, though he made a point of sending regular food packages up to the cave in the mountain for Sirius. After last summer, he had not forgotten what it felt like to be continually hungry. He enclosed notes to Sirius, telling him that nothing out of the ordinary had happened, and that they were still waiting for an answer from Percy. Hedwig didn't return until the end of the Easter holidays. Percy's letter was enclosed in a package of Easter eggs that Mrs. Weasley had sent. Both Harry's and Ron's were the size of dragon eggs and full of homemade toffee. Hermione's, however, was smaller than a chicken's egg. Her face fell when she saw it.
"'Your mum doesn't read Witch Weekly by any chance, does she, Ron?' she asked quietly.
"'Yeah,' said Ron, whose mouth was full of toffee.
"'Gets it for the recipes.'
Hermione looked sadly at her tiny egg.